Hello. Hello.
Hi,
And it's Esther again with Independent Home Care. Hi, Esther. How are you?
All right. So what I did come up with right now is I have a case in Clay, New York.
Okay. She's
actually authorized for 34 hours per week, but because we didn't have coverage, they put it down to 10 hours per week. But I'll let the care manager know that we have coverage available, so she can increase that. And you could do, you said 10 to 4, right? So that would be 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you haven't spoken to the nurse yet, right?
What nurse?
Just a DPS. I believe you have it now. Did you just call and say that you're ready to come back to work, or?
No, I was in office today. I'll be in office tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You'll be there tomorrow. Okay, so you'll meet up with Donna. Donna's the nurse, and she'll probably give you more information for this case, and just let you know what this case needs. And you know, sometimes if there's a need, she'll come with you on the first day.
Okay.
Okay. So what I can do is I'll put it in. I'll add it to the calendar in your app. Do you know what's a good day for you to start? You can start tomorrow already?
I can't start tomorrow because I have to go in office. I think I'm meeting Joan tomorrow.
Okay.
Or Joanne, I think that's her name. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you think like Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So put you down for Friday, 10 to 4, and then going forward afterwards from Monday.
So on the 12th, I have an appointment. I believe it's at 10:30 or 11. I'm not. It's at 11:30 on the 12th.
At the office?
No. For
sorry,
I have an appointment with my OBGYN for a consultation. So at 11:30.
Okay, so that's going to be on the 12th. Do you want to work at all that day afterwards, or are you taking a full day off?
No, I can work after that. I just have to be at that appointment.
No problem. Okay, so I'll put a note for that, and on the 12th, you'll be with your, what do you think, like 1 o'clock or later?
I think 1 should be okay.
Okay. All right, I'll communicate that. All right, there was one more thing. While you were out on maternity leave, I don't know if you were notified at all, but maybe they haven't contacted you because you were technically not working. There has been a little bit of a shift within management as far as the home care patients from Nacentia. It's Nacentia independent, so some minor changes, not much that would really affect you, but one of the things would be that the payroll has changed from where you've been getting paid. Up until now, you've been putting your stuff into ADP.
Okay.
As well as the HA Exchange app. So it's going to change maybe in like the next 2 weeks. They're going to switch it over that you're not recording anything into ADP. It's just going to be the HA Exchange app. And then your payroll comes out of a different site, not what you used to get it from. It's going to be from a different site. Well, I'll be able to share the information with you tomorrow so that you can log in and do your pay stubs from there. And the one more change would be that we would add your visits into a different environment for HHA Exchange. So when you're going to go and clock in, you're going to see a different company name. So up until now, you've been seeing Nacentia Independent, DBA.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see, with a newer office added, you're going to see it as Independent Eagle or Eagle Independent.
I can't work Monday next week. Past 2:30. My kids have a dentist appointment at 2:30.
Okay, hold on. Let me just write that down.
But there's an open shift on my thing saying 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Why is that there?
On your thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Nope, I lied. I was looking at the wrong thing. Sorry.
No problem. All right, so let me just put it down. So you need to take time off in the morning on the 12th, and then you said Monday. Is that the 10th?
The 9th. My kids have a dentist appointment at 2:30.
Okay.
So that one I won't be able to do at all, unless I could leave early.
Okay. Do you want to leave early? If that's so, what time do you, would you need to leave by?
I would have to leave by at least, well, like 12:31, because my kids go out to school in Oneida still. I just haven't switched their schools yet.
Okay, so I'll write it down that for the 9th it's going to be only until 12:30, and the 12th, excuse me, would be after 12:30.
Okay. I will be do I ask for you tomorrow? Because I think I'm supposed to go to Andrea to meet Joan tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're meeting with Andrea first. No, I won't be at the office, but I believe Donna will be seeing you as well. She did mention that to me. So Donna's the nurse. She'll be able to give you a little bit of a rundown on this patient, on this case. I believe she paid a visit to this patient last week, maybe Friday. So she was there pretty recent.
Okay.
Okay, so the only change that's really affecting you is you're going to get paid to a different payroll software than you have up to until now. And then once we fully transition over, when you clock in, you're going to see a different agency name in your app.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I think I got it all. I just have one more question regarding your taxes. Do you know what status you're filing as? Do you file for dependents? Do you file single?
I think it's head of household.
Head of household, okay. Any dependents or any
three
deductions?
Three dependents.
And three dependents. Okay. All right, so you'll be going to the office tomorrow, and then we can have you start on Friday.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.